We're skipping one now and going to Chaf Hei. Chaf Hei is a more modern piyut. It's talking about the shmad that happened, the churban that happened, b'shnas tatnu, tuf nun vav of the fifth millennium, the year 1096 of the Common Era, and it's the year that the First Crusade began and set out from France and Germany towards Yerushalayim, but along the way, some of them stopped in Germany and focused all of their attention on attacking the Kehillos of Germany. It's an expression we've talked about already, about crying and crying. I will cry all my days and nights. The children that were killed, the elders of the community that were killed, and everyone should respond with cries of woe and crying a lot for the Jewish people that were killed in by the sword. What happened was he really describes, there's a lot of detail in this piyut describing the attacks on the three kehillos that were called the kehillos Shum, Shpira, Vermaiza, and Magensa. These three kehillos are the three oldest original kehillos of Ashkenaz. The Ashkenaz really began, at least it's recorded history, began about 1,200 or 1,300 years ago, 1,200 years ago, 700, 800s, some Yidden from Italy came to Ashkenaz and they were settled in Magensia, that's Mainz on the Rhine River. And over the next 100 years or so, they spread to a few other communities on the Rhine River. That was Ashpira, that's Spire, and Vermaiza, which is Worms. And the three together, they're called the Kehillos Shum. They're the three most ancient Kehillos of Ashkenaz. And all three of them were attacked, and as we'll see, reading through the piyut, one of them was more or less spared, had very limited casualties, and the other two were really wiped out. And these weren't the only Kehillos that were attacked at that time. There were other Kehillos in Germany. Cologne was wiped out at that time, and I don't remember. There were other piyutim that have longer lists. I think Bonn was also attacked, and Kehillos were really wiped out. The Beis Yisrael, the chorus, the refrain, right after each stanza, Al Beis Yisrael va'al Hashem kinafu b'charev, it was whole Kehillos that were wiped out. And this was at a time that Ashkenaz was really very young. It was close to the beginning of Ashkenaz, and whole Kehillos and the main Kehillos were wiped out. The churban was felt very intensely. But what you'll notice in particular, as we go through the piyut, besides the fact that there's so much detail about the specifics, the dates, the places, another thing that we notice is the emphasis on the Torah that was lost. In the second stanza, I'm going to cry, the young girls, the young boys, b'sifreim nechrochim, wrapped up in their svarim v'latevach nemshachim, and brought out to be slaughtered. Admu etzam mipninim sapirim neivchem. Everything turned red with their blood. K'moy titchutzos nidashim v'neshlachim. They were trampled. Su tamei karu lamim v'lekariv. They were disgraced. V'seirad eini dima ve'lila v'anuda. I'm going to call out for crying and for donning sackcloth. As refers to the Torah, that's more precious than gold. That it's the Torah whose preciousness is on the inside. I saw it, the Titan says, I saw the Torah torn to pieces and lying desolate and widowed. HaTorah v'hamikra v'hamishna v'agada. All the parts of Torah. Anu v'kainanu zeis la'agida. Call out in this lament, Ei Torah, Talmud v'alemda, where now is Torah? Where now is those that can learn it? Halei ha'mokam ein yeshiv charev. The whole mokam of Torah is laid in desolate. And then the next stanza, which is the longest one, gives historical details. Again, a lot of crying about Kainin Mar Ale Haruge Ashpira. Ashpira is the city of Spire. Basheni, in the second month, that's the month of Iyar, Bishmainabai on the 8th of Iyar, Biyom Mar Goya, on the day of rest, Shabbos, Hukra. It happened. So it happened on Shabbos, the 8th of Iyar, Margoya Lergoya Nechel Vavira, one rest was transformed into a different kind of rest. Nergu Bachurei Chemed V'Yishishe Hadara. They were killed, the young, the old, Nesri Yachan Nafshim Eshlimu B'mayra. They willingly gave up their lives. Ayichad Shem HaMiyuchad, Yichadu Shem HaShem B'Gvura. They sacrificed their life. Giberi Krayach Eisei Dvarei Lamara, these mighty heroes, to do Hashem's will. V'choyanai V'alamai Nigvu. Kulem Asara. Now this word, Asara, shouldn't be missed. The fatalities in Ashpira were Asara. There were only 10. The community as a whole was saved. Ashpira at this time was a very new kehillah. They had a new charter from a bishop. I think his name was Hausman. He had signed the charter 7 years earlier, guaranteeing them protection. And when the crusaders were coming, so they went to Bishop Hausman and he said, you know, and they said, hey, you know, you promised us protection. And he kept his word. And all the Jews were able to go into his castle, and his soldiers, right, the castle was fortified, his soldiers defended the castle, and when Count Emiko came leading the crusaders, they weren't able to capture the castle. What would happen with these 10 people, we don't know, but apparently, presumably, 10 people for whatever reason weren't able to make it to the castle. And they were found in the town, and they were killed. But the rest of the town was spared. But even so, 10 Yidden, that's the first, that's on the 8th of the year, and that's the first basis of Al Hashem Kinafel B'charev. But I'm going to connect this to another sad event. The venerable Kehillah of Vermeiza, that's worms, Goini Aretz Unikie Tahara, again, describing their greatness and terror. Pamayim kitchu shem amiyucha b'mayra. Twice they gave up their lives like kiddush Hashem. Be'esim shleish shebachodesh ziv, the 23rd of Iyar, the Tahara, u'bachodesh hashlish shebikriyas halal, and u'bachodesh sivan, the Sheira. Hashlimu nafshem ba'avik shura. They sacrificed their lives. Ahima aleim v'chiyel lechashra. I cry for them. Kalule keser al reisham la'atra. They were wearing a crown on their heads, meaning, of course, the keser Torah. Again, emphasizing the fact that there were talmidei chachamim there. This was the center of the Torah world. This was where Rashi was already himself established as one of the ziknei hadar. But in his youth, he had come here to learn Vermeiza, Magensia. That's where Rashi learned as a youth. Those were the at this point again, Rashi already in France, he had his yeshiva maybe was already the biggest yeshiva. But a few decades earlier, the biggest yeshivas in the world were these yeshivas in Germany. Then he brings in the third kill of Adire Kahal Magensa Hadura, for the mighty ones of Magensia, Minisharum Kalu Meroyos Les Gabra, who are swifter than eagles and stronger than lions to do the ratz and Hashem. Ishlimu nafsham al-yichachem al-neira. They also sacrificed their lives willingly. V'aleim zaka shever asara. Al-shnei mikdasha yisedam. Kayyem u'arav al-chavis ma'at mikdash midshay ha-teira. Referencing the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says that the death of tzaddikim is similar to the chorban beis ha-mikdash. So because of the talmidei chachamim that were killed at this time, we put it together with Tisha B'Av. The third day of Sivan was added to the list of cursed days. This month, which was turned into a time of tzara, I thought that good things would come in the time of Matan Torah. But on the day that it was given, so again, in the first, a few lines ago, it referred to the third day of Sivan. Now it's referring to the sixth day of Sivan, a second attack. On the day that it was given, so too it went back. Terror went back to Shemayim with the destruction of the city of Megensia. Also, Lamarim Lamkoy Medeira, it went back upstairs. And Takeov and Artakeov Hadarish of Achaikra, together with all of the accessories and beautifications and those that learn it, Lamdea Vishenabi Shenkamei Ba'ira, those that study it day and night, Simunu Alavavcha Mispeid Mar Lakoshra, Kishkula Harigatim Lasabu Lasapaka Sevis Basilikenu Ulava Abira. Again, that their death is like the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but because we don't add additional dates to the calendar of Ein LaHakdim Zulatzil Achon, nor do we make a Puranis come earlier, we only make it later, that's why we're adding it to Tisha B'Av. And it continues two more stanzas, again, talking about the death and destruction, but also talking about Silo Kalabirei HaTabur VaHasharer, that means, refers to the Talmidei Chachamim. A connection between this piyut that's talking about the Chorban of Shnas Tatnu with the piyut that we did a few minutes ago, with the 300 children that Tita sent out on a ship, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah describes how they clared, they had a Shabbat Vatari about whether they could jump overboard. One is never allowed to take away his own life. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says very strongly that Rav Hanina ben Chadyon wouldn't even accelerate his death by a few moments because he says it's not in a person's hands to decide when he dies. That's up to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And yet, these 300 children, the Gemara Gittin says that they made a cheshbon that since they knew they were being brought for Avera, so they all jumped overboard. In the Rishonim, it says that that Maisa with the 300 children served as a guide to the Yidden in Germany, Bishnath Tatnu, because although this piyut doesn't really emphasize this aspect, but one of the most horrible aspects of the Gzeiras Tatnu and many other Gzeiras that happened during the Tkufa of the Balei HaTosfos in Ashkenaz was that the Goyim didn't always do all the killing. The Goyim, they didn't want to kill anybody. The Goyim always came offering a choice that we're going to kill you unless you come over, you accept the true religion, and if they accept it upon themselves to become Avdei Avodah Zarah, then they would be kept alive. Every Yid that was killed in Shnas Tatnu was given that choice. And every one of them chose to be Maisa Nefesh, like it says three times in this period, Hishlimu Nafsham B'mayra, to be Maisa Nefesh L'Kiddush Hashem. But that meant, you could say, no, if you're going to kill me, I'm not going to come accept your religion, go ahead and kill me. But they were afraid. They were afraid, the Yidden Megensia, the Yidden Vermeiza were afraid, what if they don't offer to kill us? What if they just take us and then start to torture us, and torture us, and torture us, and torture us? Am I really so confident that my emunah is so strong that there's no amount of torture that could break me? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that Ilmolin Agdula Chananya Mishol Vazayah have a polchul etzalma. That even Chananya Mishol Vazayah, who are our greatest role models of Mesiras Nefesh, Al-Kiddush Hashem, the Gemara says they just had to get burned in a furnace. Don't be so sure they could have withstood a prolonged torture. And the Yidden in Shnas Tatnu were worried that that's what the Crusaders had in mind. And so they decided that the only way to save themselves from that would be if they killed themselves and their families before the Crusaders got their hands on them. And they learned from that Gemara in Gittin, this Taisasim, there's a lot of discussions in Rishonim where you see this Shakavatariah being played out in real time, debates that they were that were taking place. The Beis Yosef brings down an awful story about a Maisa where there were two Rabbanim and there were a bunch of youngsters and they were debating. One said that we should take all of our lives, and the other one said that no, it's Ritzicha. It was a very, very contentious issue. It was not at all Pashut. The Ritva says that with all that, even with the Gemara in Gittin, he's not sure that, he's not convinced that what they did was even mutter. But he says, "Bakvar hayu zaken." It was, the Yidden did it themselves. They killed themselves, and they even killed their children out of Avas Hashem, because they learned from that Gemara about the 300 youths that Titus took captive, that it's better to die than to be alive in a life of Aveira. That was part of the horror of Shnat Tatnu. And the truth is that it's, you know, Tisha B'Av, we say this period once a year, but we commemorate this on a weekly basis. The Av HaRachamim that we say before Musaf every Shabbos was composed at this time. It was composed a couple of years after Tatnu, and it was in commemoration of these Kehillites in Germany that were Meisa Nefesh, the Kehillites HaKadosh HaShem Basu Nafsham HaKadushas HaShem. It's talking about during that time. And everybody knows that we have some interesting minhagim with Av HaRachamim. That ordinarily, we say it all year long, but we leave it out on certain Shabbos. We leave it out when it's the Shabbos of Baruch, and we leave it out when it's Rish Chodesh, when it's the Shabbos. The Shabbos is the day that we went to Satachan, if it was a weekday, so we leave it out for Rachamim. But during Svira, we don't do that. During Svira, we say it even on Shabbos of Baruch. Before Shavuos, we say it no matter what. And a lot of people don't know the background. What is the Svira? We figure it has to do with, you know, the other Avelis of Svira, Talmid Rabbi Akiva. That's not why. It's not because of Svira per se. It's because these Maisim happened during Iyar and Sivan. Like we see, this period, it gives us the dates. Ches Iyar, Chav Gimel Iyar, Rish Chodesh Sivan, Gimel Sivan, Shavuos. That's when these Churbanos took place. This Am Yisrael and Beis Hashem, Kinefel Bacharev, took place in those days. Then Av HaRachamim is to commemorate these Kehillah Shakodesh, Shemashu Nafshim, Akadosh Hashem. That's why we're more insistent on saying it during those Shabbosos.